And on this Friday, January 20th, 2023 edition of Newsmakers, a half century after Roe v. Wade, March for Life supporters today celebrated the dismantling of the law and the return of abortion policymaking to the people. The first March for Life in Washington, D.C. since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe in June came with a new focus. Instead of concentrating their attention on the court, the marchers vowed to push for action from the building directly across the street, the U.S. Capitol. Movement leaders say they plan to warn Congress against making any attempt to curtail the multiple pro-life laws passed last year in a dozen states. Gene Mancini, president of the March for Life Education and Defense Fund, said the march is a somber reminder of the millions of lives lost to abortion in the past 50 years, but also a celebration of how far we have come and where we as a movement need to focus our effort as we enter this new era in our quest to protect life. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy offered support in a statement pledging that the new Republican majority will stand with the pro-life community, saying, "While others raise their voices in rage and hatred, you march with prayers, goodwill, fellowship, compassion, and devotion in defense of the most defenseless in this country." Meanwhile, President Biden offered his counterpoint in a proclamation recognizing Sunday, January 22nd, as the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. His statement said, "Never before has the court taken away a right so fundamental to Americans. In doing so, it put the health and lives of women across this nation at risk." He said he would continue to use his executive authority in any way he can to preserve abortion protections while urging Congress to enshrine such rights in law. The Church of England has formally apologized for its treatment of LGBTQ people, even as it said same-sex couples still will not be allowed to marry in its churches. Charles de la Desma reports the apology from the church's bishops today came in a report following 5 years of debate on the church's position on sexuality.
The statement reads, "We want to apologize for the ways in which the Church of England has treated LGBTQ1+ people, both those who worship in our churches and those who do not." It goes on, "The occasions on which you have received a hostile and homophobic response in our churches are shameful, and for this we repent. Nevertheless, the Church of England's stance that matrimony is restricted to unions between one man and one woman will remain in place." I'm Charles de la Desma.
A federal judge ruled today that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis violated the First Amendment and the Florida Constitution by removing an elected state prosecutor, but that the federal courts lack the power to reinstate him. In an order dismissing the case, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle wrote that federal law prevents him from returning elected prosecutor Andrew Warren to office in a lawsuit that centered on state law. DeSantis suspended Warren last year over the elected prosecutor's signing of statements that said he would not pursue criminal charges against seekers or providers of abortion or gender transition treatments, as well as policies about not charging people with some crimes. Warren, a twice-elected Democratic state attorney in Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa, sued the governor in federal court to get his job back. In testimony, Warren argued that he was suspended over his personal political positions on abortion and transgender issues. He said his office applied prosecutorial discretion over whether to bring charges in all cases, considering public safety and other matters. Judge Hinkle's decision largely sides with Warren's arguments, but finds that the case is effectively a state matter that cannot be resolved by a federal judge. Administrators of a trust fund established to preserve historic black churches in the United States have revealed the first 35 houses of worship that will receive financial grants totaling $4 million. The list of grantees includes Ebenezer AME Zion Church in Seattle. The grant will enable critical safety repairs and improve accessibility. The National Trust for Historic Preservation's African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund launched its church program in 2021 to help support ongoing or planned restoration work at historic congregations that are caretakers for cultural artifacts and bear monumental legacies. And that's Newsmakers for this Friday, January 20th, 2023 edition. I'm Keith Black.